嘉定区2019学年第一学期高三英语质量调研英语试卷听力部分现在开始。
1. Listening Comprehension, Section A. Directions, in Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. I hear that you've got promoted. You must be very excited.
Not really. The new office is nice, but the workload has doubled.
Question: What does the woman think of her new job?
Two. My parents will come next weekend. I've checked every hotel in the area, but all seem to be full.
Why not call the Cliffside Inn? It's not so near the campus, but it always gets a few vacant rooms.
Question: What does the man suggest the woman do?
Three. I've got 2 tickets for today's game. Do you want to come along?
It'll be on television. Besides, it's really too cold for me.
Question: What will the man do?
4. Jessica, could you send this email to all the club members?
Sorry, the computer broke down this morning. I will send the email as soon as I've fixed it.
Question: What does the woman imply?
5. How did you ever manage to get through 1,000 pages of that new novel?
It took a while. But once I had started it, I couldn't put it down.
Question: What does the man mean about the book?
6. John, are you going to see the film tonight?
I doubt it. I'm still getting over the flu.
Question: What can we learn about the man?
7. I'm really hoping to get that job as a journalist. But I still haven't heard from the news agency.
Don't worry. There must be plenty of other places that would be happy to have you.
Question: What does the woman imply the man should do?
8. I really like the play. The students did a great job with the scenery. I felt like I was back in the 19th century.
I wish you could say the same thing about the makeup.
Question: What does the woman imply?
9. Do you still keep in touch with your parents regularly, after all these years?
Yes, of course. I call them at weekends, when the rate is down 50%.
Question: What do we learn about the woman from the conversation?
10. Wow, that's a big assignment we've got for the English class.
Well, it's not as bad as it looks. It isn't due until Thursday morning.
Question: What does the woman mean? 2. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages and a longer conversation, and you will be asked several questions on each of the passages and the conversation. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper, and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
Andy Wilson is 14 years old. Last year, when he and a group of friends were short of cash for a camping trip, he managed to talk a company into handing them some free tickets. His self-confidence is the product of the school's creative teaching methods. At Wilson's school, there are no grades until students turn 15, no timetables and no lecture-style teaching. The students decide which subjects they want to study, and when they want to take an exam. Their required subjects are limited to math, German, English and social studies. Besides, they can choose other courses such as responsibility and challenge. The school's headmaster, Maggie Green, argues that the most important skill a school can pass down to its students is the ability to motivate themselves. Therefore, students at her school are encouraged to prove their skills in creative ways. For example, instead of taking a math exam, they code a computer game. After many years' efforts, the school has got the best grades among Berlin's public schools. Their teaching approach is going nationwide. About 40 schools in Germany are adopting some, or all of the school's methods. One school recently let a student hike across the Alps, for a challenge project. Things are only getting started, says the headmaster.
Now listen again, please.
Andy Wilson is 14 years old. Last year, when he and a group of friends were short of cash for a camping trip, he managed to talk a company into handing them some free tickets. His self-confidence is the product of the school's creative teaching methods. At Wilson's school, there are no grades until students turn 15, no timetables and no lecture-style teaching. The students decide which subjects they want to study, and when they want to take an exam. Their required subjects are limited to math, German, English and social studies. Besides, they can choose other courses such as responsibility and challenge. The school's headmaster, Maggie Green, argues that the most important skill a school can pass down to its students is the ability to motivate themselves. Therefore, students at her school are encouraged to prove their skills in creative ways. For example, instead of taking a math exam, they code a computer game. After many years' efforts, the school has got the best grades among Berlin's public schools. Their teaching approach is going nationwide. About 40 schools in Germany are adopting some, or all of the school's methods. One school recently let a student hike across the Alps for a challenge project. Things are only getting started, says the headmaster.
Questions 11. In the schoolmaster's opinion, what is the most important skill that a school should teach its students?
Which statement can describe the students' study at this school?
Which is true, according to the passage? 14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
Over a century ago, Walter Smith took rare pictures of Native Americans and their culture. Walter was the son of a wealthy businessman from Pennsylvania. He developed an interest in the American West after he went there in 1895 to recover from his illness. A year later, he returned to the West. This time he went as a photographer. His job was to take pictures for an investigation of national forests. While there, he came into contact with the Blackfoot community and began a lifelong interest in them. Over the next 20 years, he took several thousand photographs of the Blackfoot Indians. The name Blackfoot is thought to have come from the color of their footwear. Walter Smith was worried that the expanding of the American West would wipe out the Blackfoot. He was fearful that their traditional culture would be lost, so he recorded their way of life before it disappeared. He wrote books, and spoke in public, about his experiences with the Blackfoot people. During the early 1800s, the Blackfoot had about 20,000 members. However, their population was reduced to fewer than 5,000 by the early 20th century. Walter tried his best to enter the Blackfoot world and explained their life and culture to other Americans. The pictures taken by Walter represent an idealized version of an endangered culture at the beginning of the modern age.
Now listen again, please.
Over a century ago, Walter Smith took rare pictures of Native Americans and their culture. Walter was the son of a wealthy businessman from Pennsylvania. He developed an interest in the American West after he went there in 1895 to recover from his illness. A year later, he returned to the West. This time he went as a photographer. His job was to take pictures for an investigation of national forests. While there, he came into contact with the Blackfoot community and began a lifelong interest in them. Over the next 20 years, he took several thousand photographs of the Blackfoot Indians. The name Blackfoot is thought to have come from the color of their footwear. Walter Smith was worried that the expanding of the American West would wipe out the Blackfoot. He was fearful that their traditional culture would be lost, so he recorded their way of life before it disappeared. He wrote books, and spoke in public, about his experiences with the Blackfoot people. During the early 1800s, the Blackfoot had about 20,000 members. However, their population was reduced to fewer than 5,000 by the early 20th century. Walter tried his best to enter the Blackfoot world and explain their life and culture to other Americans. The pictures taken by Walter represent an idealized version of an endangered culture at the beginning of the modern age.
Questions.
14. Why did Walter Smith go to the American West in 1896?
What can be inferred from the passage?
16. What is the passage mainly about?
17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Hey, Daniel. There's a new superhero movie opening this weekend. Do you want to go see it on Saturday?
Superhero movies are really great, but I don't usually go to the theater to watch them.
Seriously? How can you wait for so long? As for me, I have to see new movies right away. And the newly built magnificent theater makes you feel like you are right there.
I don't need to go to the theater to feel the excitement. My TV is HD 3D, and I have surround sound.
That does sound cool. But nothing compares to seeing a movie on a huge theater screen. Besides, you have to wait a long time for the DVD to come out.
There are plenty of other movies available on DVD, so I just watch those.
But what if someone tells you about the movie before it comes out on DVD? It's almost impossible to avoid spoilers nowadays because everyone talks about the latest movies online.
Actually, I don't mind spoilers. It's kind of fun to know what's going to happen.
But you lose the excitement of watching it for the first time.
For most action movies, it's easy to guess the plot. The bad guy tries to take over the world, fights against superheroes. Superheroes win.
But they're still entertaining, especially when you watch one with friends at a theater.
Honestly, I think it's more fun to watch movies at home with friends. Then you can interact more freely. And just think of the money you save on movie tickets and snacks.
Sure, renting DVDs is cheap. But I can buy a lot of movie tickets for the price of your entertainment system.
True, but I can enjoy it every day with my home entertainment system.
Yeah, I guess. Well, I'm going to book my ticket for the movie this weekend. Are you sure you don't want to come?
I'm sure. But you can watch it again with me when it comes out on DVD.
Now listen again, please.
Hey, Daniel. There's a new superhero movie opening this weekend. Do you want to go see it on Saturday?
Superhero movies are really great, but I don't usually go to the theater to watch them.
Seriously? How can you wait for so long? As for me, I have to see new movies right away. And the newly built magnificent theater makes you feel like you are right there.
I don't need to go to the theater to feel the excitement. My TV is HD 3D, and I have surround sound.
That does sound cool. But nothing compares to seeing a movie on a huge theater screen. Besides, you have to wait a long time for the DVD to come out.
There are plenty of other movies available on DVD, so I just watch those.
But what if someone tells you about the movie before it comes out on DVD? It's almost impossible to avoid spoilers nowadays because everyone talks about the latest movies online.
Actually, I don't mind spoilers. It's kind of fun to know what's going to happen.
But you lose the excitement of watching it for the first time.
For most action movies, it's easy to guess the plot. The bad guy tries to take over the world, fights against superheroes. Superheroes win.
But they're still entertaining, especially when you watch one with friends at a theater.
Honestly, I think it's more fun to watch movies at home with friends. Then you can interact more freely. And just think of the money you save on movie tickets and snacks.
Sure, renting DVDs is cheap. But I can buy a lot of movie tickets for the price of your entertainment system.
True, but I can enjoy it every day with my home entertainment system.
Yeah, I guess. Well, I'm going to book my ticket for the movie this weekend. Are you sure you don't want to come?
I'm sure. But you can watch it again with me when it comes out on DVD.
Questions. 17. What does the woman enjoy doing?
Why does the man prefer watching movies on DVD?
19. What can we learn about the two speakers from the conversation?
20. What will the man do in the end?
听力部分 到此结束，请同学们继续答题。